Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 155, My Six Life Focuses, by Colin Wright of ExileLifestyle.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, old friends? Welcome back to OLD, also known as Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator who started this podcast to help come to terms with social anxiety, and especially performance anxiety, and it seems to be helping. Today I have a post from Colin Wright, a minimalist who actually got Joshua Fields Milburn of The Minimalists into minimalism, which I didn't know until recently, actually, so that's cool. But before we get into it, this podcast is ad-free and has been for a very long time. I haven't had an official sponsor since launching 5 months ago, which means I've been doing it for free this whole time. It actually takes a really long time to find the right articles, reach out to authors, record with all the mistakes, and then editing takes an hour per episode, plus the website and everything else, and then all the money to host 155 MP3s and the website. It's a lot, so if you want to help out, you can become a patron of the show and contribute any amount you like, one time or monthly. You do that at my site, oldpodcast.com. Every contribution goes a long way to keep this show going, so I really appreciate it, and you'll hear from me directly if you do. And if you've already contributed, thank you so much, and this episode is dedicated to you. And I think that wraps up the intro, so let's get to it and start optimizing your life. My Six Life Focuses, by Colin Wright of ExileLifestyle.com. The basics of what keep me motivated and moving forward are deceptively simple and easy to relate in just 6 main points of focus. Number 1, increase self-reliance. It's important to me that I'm able to operate without crutches as much as possible, and things like dependencies and addictions get in the way of having a fully developed, internalized, quote-unquote living mechanism that can get you through anything and help you achieve whatever you want to achieve. To that end, I aim to make sure that I'm always on the path to greater self-reliance and, as a result, self-confidence, so that other people and things in my life can be happy additions rather than desperately sought-after saviors to my lifestyle. Number 2, increase personal freedom. Freedom can mean a lot of different things to different people, but to me, it represents options. Being financially independent and a physically capable person gives me the option of traveling full-time, and right now, I'm exercising that option. I also have the freedom to stop traveling should I want to, and to open up a restaurant, or become a clown, or spend my life in a library paging through ancient manuscripts for no other reason than quote-unquote I want to. In my mind, personal freedom is the gateway to evolution. It gives you the time and excuse to do whatever, whenever. That's a powerful thing. As such, I do all I can to remove anything from my life that hinders my personal freedom. Number 3, continue personal evolution. Some people, myself included, have wondered aloud if I am addicted to change. I would say that addicted is probably too strong a word, but I do enjoy it. And what I love most about change is that it allows you to grow as a person, and sometimes by leaps and bounds. My personal development is important to me because I remember a time in my life when I plateaued, and it was the only time I've ever been utterly discontented and somewhat depressed. The static nature of my existence was a weight on my mind and well-being. These days, on the other hand, I have the ability to immediately put into practice what I learn and to try out new versions of myself whenever I like, which makes me happier than just about anything else I've encountered thus far. This in mind, I make it a key part of my everyday mission to continue to grow and change and evolve as much as possible and as quickly as possible. Number 4, learn more about more. The pursuit of knowledge is important to me, and being a ridiculously curious person, I'm incredibly fulfilled when I'm learning new things, expanding my mental map of how the universe works and where each and every detail is pinned on that big picture. To this end, I spend a great deal of my time reading all kinds of things about all kinds of fields, talking to folks who know things I don't know, and trying my hand at different professions and skill sets in an effort to better understand how it all fits together. Perspective is also key, as being able to see the world from new angles gives me the ability to solve problems before they become problems. Learning more about more also makes me happy and increases my ability to evolve, which in turn increases my level of personal freedom. Number 5, maximize value created. In everything I do, I see opportunities to increase efficiencies and effectiveness. It's a fun game I play with myself to see how far I can push to get greater gains in this area, but it's also a goal that allows me to create more value with less effort, a habit that bears all kinds of fruit. I see value creation as a ratio. I spend X amount of time to create Y units of value. My goal is to increase X to Y so that less effort is required to create more value. For example, I could spend 1 hour creating one blog post, 1-to-1, or I could spend 10 hours writing one ebook, which contains 100 times more value than a blog post, 1-to-10. This gives me more personal freedom, of course, but it also gives me the ability to create excess value, which I'm then able to give away, increasing the quality of other people's lives and my community, the world, for the better in some small way. In my mind, both of these outcomes are equally important, as benefiting myself is good for the short term, while benefiting other people is a solid investment for me and for everyone else in the long term. Number 6, have fun always. In my mind, life without fun, even an incredibly successful life, is a little pointless. Sure, there are other biological drives you can give into, and you can become fulfilled by dominating your career or having kids or whatnot, and that's cool if that's what you want. But for me, there's a little point to accomplishment if part of what you're accomplishing isn't quote-unquote having a good time. The way I see it is this. You have exactly one life in which to do everything you've ever wanted to do. After those 100 or so years, you've got nothing. Everything you've done will eventually be forgotten, and everything you've built will be gone. But even so, if you can look back at your life while on your deathbed and say, quote, you know what, I had one hell of a good time, unquote, you've accomplished a level of success much greater than some tycoon or politician or baby daddy. Find what makes you happy and figure out a way to do more of it. Bonus points if you can help others do the same along the way. You just listened to the post titled My 6 Life Focuses by Colin Wright of ExileLifestyle.com. I think those are some great things to focus on and something I'm working on myself. This podcast actually fits a lot of those for me. Definitely personal evolution since this whole thing started out as a social experiment. And learning more about more is also this podcast. Also maximizing value created since I'm sharing it with you for free. But I am trying to make it sustainable so that I can have the personal freedom to keep it going. And that's a perfect segue into my ask for today, which is to become a patron of the show. The time and money involved to keep this thing going is really big, so if you can help out, I would greatly appreciate it. You can do that by visiting oldpodcast.com, and there's a little gold image there that says Be a Patron. You can click on that, and I'd be super grateful for any kind of support. And that wraps up this Saturday episode of OLD. I've been hinting that Silver Sunday might be coming to an end, but there are 3 short posts that I want to read for sure, so I'll most likely do that tomorrow. So I'll see you there for your optimal life. Awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.